Chazor zeh kenish bach kesh shvag vem yom yehudim zeh zvach daf tes. Fact number, the Gemara has been discussing the halacha that if a Pesach is shechted at any other time other than the afternoon of Erev Pesach, and it was shechted lo shloi lishmo, it has the status of a shlomim. Rabbi Yitzchak, son of Rav Sovereign, asked, why don't we say that if it was shechted for the sake of a carbon meiser, it should be treated like a carbon meiser, meaning it would not need a sachem, and the person would get malchus if he sold it based on the pasuk of lo yigoyel. And if tomorrow the pasuk regarding meiser says, ho asiri yekleider teaches that only the 10th animal is meiser, nothing else. Why don't we say that if it was shech for the sake of carbon bechar, it should be treated as a bechar, meaning shech klishos bechar, and so it doesn't need a sachem, and have to give them to the kohanim. After tomorrow, we learn bechar from mice with the gzeirah shava, and therefore only a firstborn animal is treated as a bechar, nothing else. Why don't we say that if it was shech for the sake of a tamura, it should be treated like a tamura, meaning that he would get malchus for making a tamura. After tomorrow, Mazutu, the son of Nachman, said the pasuk regarding tamura says v'haya hu usmarasa, which teaches that tamura is only created through the regular process of placing the kedusha of a carbon onto another animal, not any other way. For the act number, why don't we say that if it was shechted for the sake of a toida, it should be treated like a toida, meaning that you have to bring bread the along with it. After tomorrow, it can't be that a Pesach itself doesn't need breads when it's but to be brought along with it, but the leftover Pesach is it does. It can't be. If so, how can a Pesach become a shlomim? We should say that it can't be that the Pesach itself doesn't require nesachim, but the leftover Pesach does. After tomorrow, what the Gemara means to answer is that it can't be that the leftover toida, where an animal is designated as a toida, but then not used for a toida, in which case it's brought as a carbon without the breads, that doesn't need breads to be brought along with it, but the leftover Pesach, which was offered as a toida, should have to have breads brought along with it. So the Gemara said that the pasuk of v'im min atzoyin refers to a leftover Pesach because the Pesach is brought from tzoyin. Rabbi Yehuda, son of Rav Hillel, asks, maybe the pasuk refers to a leftover asham. Asham is also brought from tzoyin. And the Gemara Rava said, the word of v'im min atzoyin suggests that it's something that can be brought from anything in the category of tzoyin, sheep or goats, which is true of a Pesach, not true of an asham, which can only be brought from sheep, not goats. For the Gemara of Avin bar Chiya or bar Kahana, asks, the word min is typically dashing as an exclusionary term, and here you're dashing it as an inclusionary term to include all types of tzoyin. And if the Gemara of Money said, here too the word min is exclusionary because it excludes an animal in its second year and a female sign also from being brought as a Pesach. In fact, the Gemara of Chanan of Baghdad asked, the pasuk later in the parasha says, im kesev, and then it says im eiz, if it's referring to a Pesach, there would be no reason to specify the sheep and the goat because we know a Pesach can be brought from these kinds. And for tomorrow, Brisa says, the word of im kesev and im eiz teach something else and are therefore they're not extra for this. The word kesev teaches as a sheep is brought, the tail is offered on his back. Im kesev teaches that a Pesach that has passed its first year or any shlomim that is brought because of a Pesach needs smicha and nesachim and tnufa like any other shlomim. Im eiz teaches that if a goat is brought, its tail is not offered on his back. Fact number, the halacha that a Pesach is not needed, that is not needed as a Pesach is brought as a shlomim, is learned from the drasha of the father of Shmuel, who says that the pasuk says v'im min atzoyin karbonoi lezevach hashlomim, which teaches that something that is brought from tzoyin, which is a Pesach, is to be brought as a shlomim. Why is the second pasuk needed to teach the same thing? In fact, we learn this concept from a third pasuk as well. Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi Ravua, learns this from the pasuk of zevachta Pesach, and it says tzoyin ubakar, which teaches that a Pesach is sometimes brought as something which can be brought from tzoyin and bakar, which is a shlomim. Why are all three pasukim needed for this halacha? And for the Gemara, one is to teach that a case where the time for shechting the Pesach has passed and the animal's first year has passed, in which case it's no longer fit for use of the Pesach. A second pasuk is needed to teach that where the time for shechting has passed, but its first year has not passed, even though it still could be offered for Pesach Sheni. And the third pasuk is needed to teach when the time for shechting has not passed and its first year has not passed, but it was shechted as a shlomim, even though it's still fit to be used as a regular carbon Pesach. In all these cases, the carbon is still treated as a shlomim. Zoknumer Vaita Rav Menem Movik said, if a chatzos was shechted with intent that it is for the chatzos of Nachshon, the chatzos brought by the Nasi at the time the Mishkan was finished, it's kosher. This is based on the pasuk of Zois Torah Chatzos, which teaches that there's one set of laws for all types of carbon chatzos. Rav Mishashi asks Rava, a Braisa says that Rav Shimon says that a carbon mincha that had the kemitza done for the sake of a different type of carbon mincha is kosher and fulfills the obligation of the owner. The reason is that each type of mincha is noticeably different than the other, different methods of making the mixture, and therefore intent for something else won't make a puzzle, since we can clearly see what was actually offered. This is different than animal karbanos, where the shechit, the kabbalah, halacha, and zrika are all the same. Now, it seems that if not for the physical differences among the menachas, intent for a different mincha would make it possible. However, according to what I've said, it should not be possible, because the pasuk regarding carbon mincha also says, zois taris ha-mincha, which should teach that there is one set of laws for all types of carbon mincha. Rather, we have to say that Rav Nim of Malvik said, if a chatos was shechted with intent, that it's for the chatos of nakshon, it's kosher, because there's no kapara for people who passed away, and therefore an intent for an nakshon is meaningless. If that's what he was teaching, why did they choose to say Nachshon rather than say some other person? Mar says he was teaching that it's kosher only because Nachshon is no longer alive. However, had he been alive and a chatos was brought with intent for that type of chatos, I mean a chatos that is not brought for a true sin, it would be possible. Practically, he is teaching that a chatos that is brought with intent that is a chatos nazir or a chatos metzayra is possible. In fact, tomorrow, their karbanos are actually like oilus, and therefore a chatos brought with intent for them should be kosher, because we learned that a chatos brought for the sake of someone who's chayv an oilus is kosher. If the Gemara rather, we have to say that Rav Neir Mavik said, if a chatas was shechted with intent that it's for someone who is chayiv to bring a chatas, like the chatas of Nachshon, it's kosher because such a carbon is actually like a nayla. Others say that Rav Neir Mavik said, if a chatas was shechted with intent that it's for the chatas of Nachshon, it's possible because the carbon is actually an oyla, and a chatas that is shechted for the sake of an oyla is possible. In fact, why don't you just use the chatas Nazir, chatas Mitzrayim as an example? Where I say he chose Nachshon because that was the first chatas that was brought that was not for an Avera. So Gemara Vayta Rav said, if a chatas brought for the Avera of Chelu was shechted with intent for a chatas brought for the aveir of eating blood or the aveir of doing avodah zarah, it's kosher. If it was shechted for the sake of a chatas nazir, chatas mitzrayim, it's possible because they're actually oilers. Rava asks, what if a chatas brought for the aveir of chel was shechted for the sake of a chatas brought for the aveir of tumas mikdash? Do we say that since tumas mikdash gedoshov carries the karis also, and therefore it's like a chatas brought for chel, and therefore it's kosher? Or do we say that since the chatas of tumas mikdash is only an oiler v'yoyrid, it's not kosher? The Gemara continues, Rav Acha son of Rava had a version where Rava said that a chatas for chelev that was shechted for the sake of a chatas for blood or avodah zarah is possible because the pasuk says v'shachat oisol the chatas, which means it must be offered for the sake of that particular chatas. Rav Ashi asked him, according to your version, what was the question that Rava was then asked? Rav Acha said, I learned as follows. Rava said, if a chatas for chelev is shechted for the sake of someone who is chayev a chatas for blood or for avodah zarah, it's possible. If it's shechted for the sake of a person who is chayev a chatas nazir or a chatas mitzayir, it's kosher because they're actually oilers. Rava then asked, what if a chatas brought for chelev or shechted for the sake of someone who was chayev a chatas for tumas mikdash? Do we say that since that aveir also carries karis, it's like any other chatas, and therefore the carbon would be possible? Or do we say that since it's an oil of yor, it's considered to be like a different type of carbon, and therefore it's kosher? Take u black tashayla.